Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski. So picture this. Your body is basically a cosmic radio. Each cell is its own tiny little DJ spinning electromagnetic tracks. When life hits you with static, which is pretty much stress, pain, or that brain fog, your station drifts off tune. So enter biofrequency healing, the art of returning your inner playlist so every bone, nerve, and neuron starts humming its originally hit set again. So it's like tuning a guitar. When it's out of tune, it sounds really, really weird. But when it's in tune, it's this beautiful instrument that you can resonate with. So today's guest is Michelle Davy. She's an internationally recognized brain care expert, osteopath, and biofrequency specialist. Who's been helping everyone from newborns to seniors heal naturally since the late 90s? She's coming in from the UK. And so she has these feather light cranial techniques and science-backed energy work. She really turns pain relief and nervous system reset into everyday magic. So Worcester calls her a miracle worker. I'm right about to introduce her and welcome her to the stage. But before I do, I just want to say thank you to Spreaker and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship. And to our viewers and listeners, we love you so much. Do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Hi, Michelle. It's 9 p.m. You go to bed in half an hour, but you were so gracious and you said I'm going to be there, and I love it because it's really great to meet you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very much looking forward to talking to you this evening. And my bedtime normally is at 9:30, and I tell everyone to be in bed by about 9:30, 10. That's why you just said what you said, because it's actually a message that I put out a lot, the importance of sleep.
It is important though. It's so important. Well,
So I can't actually say that I'm an osteopath, but I practice osteopathy. Just a slight change there, but
okay.
I
Thank
graduated as
you.
an osteopath in 1997, and I've been practicing
Wow.
osteopathy in private practice for 28 years now. And
Wow.
more recently, I'm using the biofrequency and I'm using AO scan technology because I've found that it is incredibly accurate. It gives amazing information and it really helps to educate and empower people to take responsibility for their health. And it means that I can help people globally without now using my hands, because my 28 years has been hands-on healing, enabling the body to heal itself, but the application of my hands. And now it's my application of my hands, but with the technology.
Oh
And
my gosh.
so many great stories, testimonials of it, that then I'm really excited about it as the future of medicine and the future of my practice. And I really think that everybody should have this technology in their hands, like every family should own it and use it to empower and be able to be preventative of so many ill health issues. But make better decisions regarding health and illness. And that way you're
So,
empowered.
Michelle, I want you to explain this technology, but I can't hold back. I'm like, bah, because I got the scan done a few times and I know all about it. And you're right, it is so 1000% accurate. And what it told me was stuff that blood work, like it's a craziness. I absolutely believe in it. And explain to the audience what this scan is. So, the AO scan. And I used my voice.
So this is the only technology that I am aware of that is so comprehensive, and the voice aspect of it makes it really different. So the technology analyzes your spoken voice, and you only actually need to speak for 10 or 15 seconds. And the technology analyzes 12 notes in the spoken voice, and it analyzes 2,000 frequencies within that 10 seconds, and it matches it to a database, and it pulls out 12 notes, of four of which are out of balance. So three of them will be overproducing sound, and one of them would be suppressed, not producing enough sound. And then this means there's an imbalance then with your emotions, which then links to usually ill health within the body because it's going to affect an organ or a system. And the technology uses then the voice along with a photograph, your height and your weight, date of birth. And it's able to recognize you, or it's able to recognize me given that information that we've just uploaded. And it produces a report, and then it produces music for you to listen to, which addresses those four notes that are out of balance. And that way you're able to change your emotional state. So my patients will use it to feel calmer, more relaxed, sleep better, generally feel more elated, like happier, or more clarity or more in control. So being calm in maybe a stressful environment. That's part of
Yeah.
it, which is the inner voice. But then there's another, in fact, there's lots of parts to it, but the other part then is looking at over 250 areas of the body. So it looks at all of your organs and your systems. It looks at parasites, heavy metals, it looks at blood vessels, nutritional deficiencies. So you get this huge overview of information about the cells in your body and what your cells are speaking. Like, what do they, if they could talk, what are they actually saying to you? And that's what this technology is. It's reading the energy within every cell, and then putting it into a report so that you can understand what your body's trying to tell you before it's too late, before you become symptomatic. But you can also use the technology to imprint. So you could imprint your jewelry or your water with essential oils or with mind sync is another part of it where you can use affirmations. But I tend to use it every day on imprinting as well. And I'll use an easy scan on myself every day. That's called the easy scan when you scan 250 areas of your body. That also comes with the inner voice. That's part of it. And then the other parts, then you just kind of add to it. But it's amazing. And it's like, this is the forefront. This is like revolutionary. I feel like a pioneer. I feel like it's the start of something which is going to be incredible.
Yeah, it was my first experience with it was absolutely. It was so spot on. So I did a 10-second voice note. So I just said, "My name is Lisa Urbanski. I am co-host of The Advisor." And then it generated this report with those frequencies to recalibrate my body to put me back into calibration. You know, we talked about the untuned guitar. So then I listened to the music, and then there was something that was made specifically for me to listen to put myself back into tune. With anxieties and all these things, but it also gave me special colors that related to what I needed. So it suggested that I wear certain colors. Yeah, you're wearing that color for a reason. I knew it. And then what was crazy is that like I wasn't a believer. I'm in a health and wellness group and I did it as a test just for fun. And it was flagged that I had an overproduction of yeast. The next morning, I woke up with a yeast infection and I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I literally just spoke through a Zoom call and I got a full diagnosis and like all of my supplements were put in the system. So she was able to tell me, you know, what supplements I was lacking, what I should add. It was insane just by your voice. It is, it's crazy, amazing
Yeah,
stuff.
it's so accurate. I haven't had anybody tell me that it's inaccurate in about 14, 15 months or so that I've been using it every day. Not one person has come back to me and said, it's a load of rubbish, doesn't work, or it's inaccurate. I don't agree. Not one person. That speaks volumes because people would be really skeptical of it and people have a go with it, but they're skeptical. And then they get the result and they are blown away with the accuracy. So, yes, I'm
I think one of the
loving.
things was that the sending the frequency, like you're in the UK, but you can treat me in Canada and I would get the frequency. And so I was able to imprint my bracelet with I was going networking. So the practitioner puts like confidence and like power on my bracelet, and I held it up to the camera and she imprinted the frequency in there. But you can send frequency to anyone anywhere in the world, right?
And I've
Great.
literally had miracles with it. You would not believe that the miracles could happen just from using the frequency when you're not even with the person. But I've had miracles, literally life death with using
Wow,
this
tell us
wonderful stone.
more. Tell us more.
I
So
had
what happened?
so this one is incredible because it was life and death. The lady was given 72 hours to live because she'd had a catastrophic bleed in her brain. If she survived the 72 hours, she wouldn't walk, eat normally, or talk again. So she would be paralyzed down one side of her body. She wouldn't be able to eat solid food. That was going to be her life. And her daughter reached out to me and I did the scan. And at that point, as you've done, it's you ideally want 10, 15 seconds of voice recording. This lady was pretty unconscious, but had one sound, which was a grunt. That's all I used because that's all I could use. But I went with the grunt and we had all the other information. This is me being in Worcester and her being in London in a hospital, really sick. And I then updated the technology when she was able to say two grunts. And I continued. And she was given the 72 hours to live, and the daughter was in touch with me within those 72 hours. I think it was 48 hours, and there was this contact. So already my intention is there. And a lot of this technology, it's also about intention. That's a big part of it. It's like when you were saying about imprinting your jewelry, you know, it's the intention into the jewelry, and this is where this magic lies. It's the quantum physics. So I used the scan. I think it was six or seven times over this period that she was in hospital. No hands-on healing, just the scanning and her listening to the music every day because the daughter went to hospital, put the headphones on, and the mother listened to the frequency music. 111 days later, she walked out of hospital. She walked out with a stick, talking, eating normally. Then she came to
Wow.
visit me in my Harley Street clinic. She walked up a flight of stairs and she lay down on my couch and actually had hands-on treatment then, hands-on osteopathy. Now,
That is
that's
incredible.
undeniable. Yes, undeniable.
The 111 days give me shivers as
Yes, I
well.
know.
The
It's the
111.
111 as well, isn't it?
Wow. That's crazy. She must have been like, it's hard for people to comprehend, you know, when I try to explain it to someone what happened. They're like, yeah, right. You know, like what, you can't see like frequency. What are you talking about? Like through a Zoom call, you know, but it's been spot on. I've gotten it done like four or five times, and every single time it's helped me out more than you could ever know. Just little things.
I use it a lot with children with cerebral palsy and children with genetic defects, and they're non-verbal. So the parents find it really difficult to understand their child's needs. And it's great because you can see a response within the child when they're listening to the frequency music. They don't want it removed, so they have a tantrum when you take their headphones off because they want to listen to the frequency for longer. And they are more creative, they're more calm and relaxed and sleep better. And again, that's undeniable because these children, you're having to look at them and see and look at their actions to understand what their needs are. And it's very clear to see that the frequency music, it works. And they're more confident, and they're more independent and just incredible. And that's wonderful to help then the younger ones, the little children, as well as then the older people who perhaps are in hospital and it's life death as well.
So tell
So.
us how a mother, like you just explained someone helping their child. So how does a mother get this technology? And do they use it every day with their kids? How does that all work?
Yeah, so they would listen, or they would play it to their child every day. We try and encourage 3 times a day, as little as 5 minutes, but it's if you can listen to each note, so the 4 notes that are in the report, each note takes about 2.5, 3 minutes to listen to. But there is a way of listening with to all of the notes in 5 minutes. It's called a pulse as opposed to classic. So with a child who really maybe needs to start with just a small amount of music, they can use it for 5 minutes and then 3 times a day. And it's all of it's done remotely. So they would just send me the voice recording, the height, the weight, the photograph, and then preferably play it through headphones. Some of the children, they can't tolerate the headphones because they've got a sensory issue. So the parent will be able to play it through a stereo, through a speaker. But then it's really important that the parent doesn't listen to the frequency music that they're playing to their child because it's their frequency. And so it's like I say, it's sonic medicine. So you don't want to take the medicine that you're giving to your child. So then I say to the parent, you put your headphones on, maybe you listen to your frequency music as your child is listening to theirs through a speaker. And that works really well.
Wow. Yes, it's just insane. I just love it so much. So, how does one use it every? Do you use it every single day?
Every day I do the easy scan, and every day I now choose my clothes depending on what my inner voice tells me to wear. So with each note comes a color. And so today, red orange was showing up on my scan. And then I will try to match with my socks or trousers or even sometimes a scarf. But I'll try and wear the colors that show on my chart because colors are energy. Everything is energy. So when I'm wearing this color, this will support the note in me, which is either overexpressed or it's suppressed, which will then help me shift and help me have a better energy and then be able to deliver better to people because then I'm in my clinic, I'm helping people to remove blockages for their healing, enabling them to be at their highest potential. So I want to be in my best energy so I can serve people better. So I do the easy scan, the inner voice, every morning. First thing I do is run the scan. And first thing then after that is I listen to my inner voice, which takes about the 13 minutes. And I scan my eyes over the scan, which is quite quick then for me to read. And then it gives me an idea of the information I need that I might need to address maybe that day. And I'm looking for patterns because it's better if you have a number of scans because it's a scan that's in that moment in time. So it depends on where I would be. Maybe I'm not in the country. Maybe I've been traveling. Maybe I've been eating specific foods that I wouldn't normally eat, or I've been around company that I wouldn't normally be around. And so the technology is going to pick up on your energy in that moment of time. So the other thing is, I always explain to people, don't get too concerned about what your scan result is in this moment of time because it will change. The same as if you went
Right.
for blood tests. If you went to the GP and you had blood tests, actually, depending on how tight the cuff is around your arm and how long the needle is in taking the blood, it will give you a different result. So you could also send your blood results to 3 different labs and you would get a different result from each of those 3 labs, even though your blood was taken at the same time, but sent to 3 labs, it would be different. So it's better to just not be too concerned about the results either, unless you are seeing something that continued to show on your report day in, day out, then that's where it's really useful. You think, okay, actually, I do need to address these parasites now, or I need
Right.
to address these arteries and veins in my head, and so maybe I'm going to do red light therapy. So it's a very good tool for helping guide somebody to the decisions that they make to improve on their health, vitality, well-being.
How has it changed your life? What was your first experience like? And then how did you get hooked?
I got into it because I used it personally. I was going through a number of trials, so I was having to stand on trial and I was representing myself. No barrister, no legal team, just me against my regulator. And it went
Oh,
over
wow.
3 years, very stressful. And I needed to be composed, not to get emotional when I was being attacked. And I used the inner voice, and I found it to be so incredible at keeping me calm and relaxed. It was amazing. And I felt guided by it as well, by listening to the inner voice. I was very intuitive. And that really helped me navigate the trials. So that's how I got into it. It wasn't for a business, it was personally using it, finding it of benefit, continuing to use it, more benefits. Then I started to share it because I thought, this is amazing. I need to share this. So then I started to share it with family and friends, then patients. Then I was gifting it to patients, and I continue to gift it now. And at this, then the times I'm using it, I'm asking for feedback. And so I've been able to collect a lot of testimonials over this period of time. And I've got so many, it's just now it's completely undeniable. It's amazing technology. And I am hooked, and I will be using it every day forevermore. And I really want to now encourage more people to have it, for them to own it, as opposed to purchasing scans from me. Actually, better if you've got it in your household, so that you can use it on all your family and friends. And the founder has made it affordable because he really leads from his heart, and he wants everybody to have it. And he keeps adding value to the product and not charging more for it. And he's promised to do that as well. And I've just returned from Amsterdam, where they've had their first European event. It was called the Day
Oh,
of
wow.
Discovery, and had a great time. There were 100 people or so from Europe within the room, and from America, like-minded people. But we got to meet the founder, Lauren, and that was very, very special to have the founder there for us to thank, to be so grateful for this technology, because this is life-changing. It really is. Just even myself explaining what I'm finding today to you, but many people will be finding the same and be able to report the same. So this is changing people's lives at an affordable price then as well.
Yes, so amazing. So, how does someone get in touch with you to purchase it or try it out?
I've now got one website, and it's got everything on. I used to have lots
Beautiful.
of websites, but yeah, it's called Healing with Michelle Davies. And everything is on there.
Amazing. So,
Yes.
they can book a call with you through your website?
Yes. They can book a
Okay.
call, they can book virtual consultations, they can order my books. I've published 2 books. One of them includes the information on the biofrequency. And they can book scans through there as well, and listen to podcasts and be empowered. Yes.
Beautiful. So, from our conversation today, what would you like to leave the audience with in terms of biofrequency?
So, very similar to what you said at the beginning, I look at the body like a piano, and the notes of the piano and So the notes of the piano would be your emotions and your thoughts. And depending then on the tune, you were saying something similar, but the what we're giving out is our tune. And so what we put in is really important, because what we get out of that, we want it to be a certain frequency. We want it to resonate. Everything needs to be by intention. So people at home without the technology can just imprint their own water. You don't have to have the technology to do the imprinting. Just give the message to your water or your jewelry. Give it the intention of what it is that day you want to achieve, or the energy that you want to feel, or the person that you want to be. Set the intention and imprint that into your water or your jewelry.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for showing up today, staying up Just it's just about your bedtime now, so you're good. You have a few minutes. I just love it so much. Like, thank you for showing up and for talking about this stuff and for sharing your knowledge. Because it is amazing technology.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I love the fact that you've used it. It's so
Yes.
great.
Yes, and I will continue to use it. It's just phenomenal. It truly, truly is. So to our audience, thank you for tuning in. You just heard from Michelle Davies about the AO scan technology, which literally uses your voice through systems and then scans your body and tells you what you need to fix. It is still not recommended to just rely on this. So please, if you are going to contact Michelle, she'll give you all this information, but make sure you're also, working with your doctor and everyone's on the same page. While we do want to help treat you, we want to make sure that you're fully safe. And as Michelle said, you need multiple scans to see pattern as you use it. But Michelle can tell you more about that. Thanks for tuning in. Do not forget to like and subscribe. We are going to be hearing from Michelle again. She is on our podcast channel and just signed up for a series, which I am so excited for. But until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Goodbye, everyone.